Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Texans have their new head coach. Reacting to the DeMeco Lions hire, here's Sean Pendergast and Landry Locker.
All right, good to be with you into the 7 o'clock hour here on Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast, Landry Locker with you for another hour. Taking your phone calls, your thoughts. You can text in Trailer Wheel and Frame text page 713-572-4610. Quick tidbits, I guess, or just new quick news items as pertains to DeMeco Ryans and his coaching staff. There have already been two requests for interviews for assistant coaches to interview for coordinator positions. Troy Walters, wide receivers coach with Cincinnati.
Man, I feel old.
Former wide receiver that Landry used to use in Madden all the time.
In the slot.
When he was in Minnesota. Number 82.
Yep. Shout out to Stanford.
Stanford guy. Yep. He's been a request for an interview to be the offensive coordinator.
Okay. They say he's a, quote, unsung hero in Cincinnati with their wide receivers. They've had good wide receivers there.
Yeah, but they've gotten a lot. I mean, I know Jamar Chase is the number one overall pick in the draft, or number five overall pick, top five pick. T. Higgins was a second round pick, but they maximized them. And Boyd is, they've all maxed out. You know what I mean? So that's so they've done a good job there. The little guy Irwin, number 16, the little slot guy,
faster than he looks.
Yeah, he runs very precise routes. Yeah,
very good. Yeah. Lunch pail guy.
Yeah, lunch pail guy. First one in, last one to leave. Film guy.
Coach's son, maybe.
Possibly. So Troy Walters is a candidate to be the offensive coordinator. And then Marquand, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, Manuel, the safeties coach with the Jets, is a candidate for defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans. I think it's safe to connect anybody off of that Jets staff that they were probably in San Francisco, given that Robert Saleh is the head coach with the Jets. I don't know what the connection is with Troy Walters and DeMeco Ryans, other than they may have crossed paths along the way, as guys do at the combine or things like that, and he came away impressed with him. Those are at least two candidates that we know of for coordinator positions.
Yeah, and that's kind of that's the McVay Shanahan offense, if you're looking at it, or at least the same type of building, because Zach Taylor was with McVay, he's there. McVay was with Shanahan, all that type of stuff. So that's kind of like, if you were wondering, like, are they going to run that West Coast? That's what they run in Cincinnati. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know what kind of offensive coordinator Troy Walters would be. That would be some fake hustle by I. But I'm intrigued to see what kind of staff DeMeco Ryans puts together, because the thing that I think is just as important as anything is the assistance that you have. And I think the one thing that Nick Sirianni has done in a very short time is, I think Frank Reich did it too, is you put together a staff of guys where people want to at least interview them each year for head coaching positions. And that's the thing that has not really been the case around here for a long, long time. And I'm excited. The less I know about someone, the better.
Yeah.
Because, and maybe we were all guilty of this. The question of last offseason was, what the hell is a Pep Hamilton offense? Right. And I was asking that seriously. I figured out I didn't like what it was.
Yeah.
But like, there might have been a reason why Pep Hamilton, it took so long for him to get another offensive coordinator gig. So if we don't know a lot about Troy Walters and what he's going to do, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And I would say this too, for people who are concerned, DeMeco's a defensive coach, So that means on the offensive side of things, especially if you're drafting a young quarterback, that, boy, there's a chance that after just a couple of years, your offensive coordinator gets plucked. I'm going to tell you right now, as someone who has lived through every snap of the last 3 years, like Landry has, like many of you have, that would be the most tremendous problem for us to have, is that teams are coming after our offensive coordinator because they want him to become their head coach. That means that your team has played incredibly watchable football for a couple of seasons. So that is a problem that I welcome if that's the case. 713-572-4610. Let's work some of you in here. My guy, Pastor Rick, line two. Pastor Rick, welcome in. It's a good day. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, this franchise has gone from hiring candidates that nobody else wanted to interview to getting what I think was the number one candidate this offseason in DeMeco. And I don't know that I've seen an owner make such a turnaround the last few months as Cal McNair. And me personally, as a fan, a super fan, I am buying in now more and more to the Callahan McNair ownership team. And I wanted to get y'all's comments on Callahan and what they've done. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rick. We appreciate that. This is a big day for Callahan. This is a universally lauded move. But Cal even said it, and we'll play some of the Cal from the afternoon show today. Cal and Hannah called into the drive with Sterner and Hughley. Everybody across the board is, I think, A, very excited about this, but B, they acknowledge fully each time we get excited about it, it's winning time now. Like, there's no – DeMeco's a great hire that everybody feels good about. They've got to win football games.
Got to.
Yeah.
Got to. By the way, the news that came down during the commercial break, Bobby Slowick – going to be interviewed by the Texans for the OC gig too. Passing game coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers, which is a position that Matt LaFleur, Mike LaFleur, he held that position before he went to the Jets. Now he's back with the Rams.
Yep.
Mike McDaniel was the run game coordinator, so another person off of the Shanahan tree.
That's a name I've seen quite a bit. I'll be honest with you. I'd never heard his name until DeMeco became a candidate for this job.
Well, I'd never heard Mike McDaniel's name either, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not a big surprise that Slowick is, are we pronouncing that right? It looks like Slowick.
S-L-O-W-I-K.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you never know. Sometimes those W's are pronounced like V's in some of these names, you know, Slovic or whatever. But either way, he went to Michigan Tech.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, he played football at Michigan Tech.
He's from Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
He's been with Washington, so I'm assuming he was there. Yeah, he was there when Shanahan and LaFleur and McVay were all there, much like Mike McDaniel was. So it's kind of and he followed Shanahan around 2013. Don't know what he did from 2013 to 2017. There's kind of a gap in the coach thing. But then he came back to San Francisco, so Slowick is the name that we hear.
How many questions do you think DeMeco gets about his staff at the press conference
probably
on Thursday?
Probably like three.
Yeah.
Probably like three, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm getting there've been like a few things. Can we go? Let's do a segment. This is like an in the loop style type of segment. The craziest emerging questions that we've gotten since the DeMeco Ryans hiring. Because I could give you like a list of 10.
Okay.
I'll give you a list of 10 of the wildest questions that have been asked and suggestions since the DeMeco Ryans hire. Let's do that.
Save that for the next segment.
Yes,
okay,
next
we'll
segment.
Save that for the next segment. Back to what Pastor Rick was saying about Cal and Hannah. And I'm going to read a text here on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page. This is from 4699. When Cal started his interview with Clinton Show, he sounded so giddy, like slightly out of breath from excitement. That was the best moment he's had as an owner. Reminds me of some of the Bob McNair 2010 through 2012 interviews. And for those who don't remember, not so much 2010, but 11 and 12 was the heyday for this franchise back in the day. Cal should be excited about today. I don't even know that there's a second that is in the same universe as this move when it comes to best moment as an owner for Cal McNair.
Yes. Not so just like in franchise history?
No, for Cal.
There's nothing.
Let's use 2018.
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing close to this today.
No, there's nothing at all.
Yeah.
This is his moment.
Yeah.
This is the McNair's moment. And there is a transition. Like, I don't think all should be forgiven. I don't think you should sit here and like, but I, look, you, you take over for your father. You're kind of, I don't know that Cal has like full control to do everything he wants to do. I think he made a lot of bad decisions on his own. I don't think that, you know, the current structure of ownership and confidence now is where it was when he first took over. But I think he's kind of finding himself. And look, if you could fire owners, I'm sure some people would have. Cal McNair probably would have been fired based on early performance, but it seems like he's kind of finding his way.
Yeah.
He and Hannah are finding their way, and it seems like, at least for the moment, the better days are ahead. So yeah. I'm excited about it. There does seem to be a lot of likability between that duo. I think that fans are starting to kind of get to know them a little bit more. And I think they're starting to figure stuff out. And this is step one in the process that D'Amico Ryan's hired.
I've felt all along that Cal as an owner, and we'll call it Cal and Hannah, because they've publicly been operating much more in tandem over the last several months. I'm guessing that it's been that way for a long time, and that Hannah's just been more visible, which I think is great. I think
they're a good pair.
I think they're a good pair, and I think she's excellent just in terms of just her image publicly and in interviews and things like that. She's a good face of the franchise. But I've felt this way all along about Cal, which is he's actually a good type of owner if he's hiring the right people, because I don't think he's going to pull an Ursay at any point and start looking at things and going, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I know you put all this work in, but let's fire him and bring in a former player and do this and that. He'll certainly spend. That we know. He's spent a ton of money to try to undo some of the mistakes they've made, and presumably spending a ton of money on the two key guys to run this franchise, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. If you didn't see it, D'Amico signed a 6-year deal today, or he's set to sign a 6-year. They've agreed to a 6-year deal. So I've said that all along. Like, all I really want from my owner, other than being a good person, is I want them to hire good people, and I want them to give those people a ton of resources. I think Cal's perfectly willing to do either of those things, but the first one is a talent. The second one is just a matter of having a bunch of money, you know?
In any job, like, you can have qualities early on that maybe prevent you from achieving the ultimate goal or being as good as you could be at that job, even in like no matter what you are, whether you're like a lawyer, whether you're a radio host, whatever, like, there's certain qualities that you got to look at, and you got to say, all right, I got to take a step back, mm-hmm. and I've got to better myself. The two worst qualities I believe that you can have as an owner, if we think about bad owners, or are you're power hungry and you have a massive ego, and that gets the best of you. I don't think Cal McNair has that. I think if the Texans 6 years from now are winning the Super Bowl and Nick Caserio is getting all the credit, I think Cal McNair is going to be fine with it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to bother him at all. I don't think he's power hungry. I don't think he has a massive ego. And I think you can over-meddle. And a lot of times when owners like show a tendency to like over-meddle, whether it was Jerry Jones, and he's really never recovered from it. I know they've gotten better, but he's never really over-recovered from over-meddling. Or Jim Irsay now. It can be trouble. Cal McNair's biggest problem was trusting people too much. And not making the right evaluations to bring in those people, and knowing that that he's going to be with us for a long, long time, I think those are qualities that are easier to overcome and get on the right track and start making right decisions more so than if he had those two previously mentioned qualities.
Absolutely.
So I think you should feel okay about him.
Yep, absolutely. Let's go to, is this Eli from Jersey? Eli, you're up on the D'Amico Ryan special here on Sports Radio 610. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is awesome.
Yeah. You talking about this yep. show or the hiring of D'Amico Ryans?
Both. Thank you. More of the hiring.
That's what we agree.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So I'm a former Houstonian. I moved to Jersey a few years ago, and it's not the same as being in Houston. Obviously, you're among hostile Jets, Giants fans who are crazy in the way they root. And I'm not one of the fans who like ran away. I'm not saying anyone was wrong for doing so. Very understandable. But for me, I've just been diehard pulling through. But I have to say, over the past couple of years, I find myself like on Sundays, like at the end of the game, like actively rooting against the team because of thinking about draft capital and this and that, and that we're not going anywhere, and we need change. And I'm happy that we finally, seems like for the first time, the arrow's pointing up. And now we have to start winning, obviously. But now it's time to root for winning. and just get the staff. They have to go to some bunker, decide what quarterback they're getting, and build their team around him.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man.
Appreciate the phone call, Eli. Appreciate the kind words. That will feel good. Rooting for a team where you're not feeling compelled to root for bad things to happen for draft capital.
Yeah.
That sucked. Yeah. I was on that train. As you know, I'm not wired necessarily to do that throughout
hard-o.
The season.
By
the end of the year, once the number one overall pick was in sight, I kind of understood some of that. And it sucked.
Yeah, it sucked.
It's not fun.
It definitely sucked.
Yeah.
The good thing about this, like, they have all these important decisions to make. And how about that? We're going East Coast all like there's the Texans are more worldwide today.
They're
than
America's
they were before.
Team tonight.
Yeah, America's squad.
Yeah.
But like if you miss on the quarterback or if like mistakes are going to happen. Like if you look at like Howie Roseman, even like the GM of the Eagles, like mistake he's made some. He drafted Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
Like you're going to make big mistakes and they're going to happen, but. If, as long as you're like functioning as a good organization, like even if you miss on the quarterback at two, like the Jets, they were in a similar situation as the Texans 3 years ago. They hired Robert Saleh. They built a culture. They drafted a quarterback that statistically is as bad as Jamarcus Russell. Like if you put Zach Wilson's stats side by side to Jamarcus Russell, it's borderline identical. And they're a quarterback away now. Because they did everything the right way. They hired the right coach. The GM was doing what he should be doing and drafting well. And despite whiffing on the number two pick, they were able to still function as an organization. So the Texans right now, assuming that they hit here, they can be in a position to where you miss on that quarterback. And because you have the extra picks and stuff, you can still be in decent shape and not fall off a cliff.
The extra picks are key. It's also key to have a coaching staff that knows how to develop players. And I never felt like either of the last two coaching staffs were players. Like, what players are we looking at here? Where you brought them in, and you go, "Wow, they're so much better than they should be," or "They're really advanced for being a rookie," or you know, like they. I mean, even the rookies this year, like Damian Pierce, maybe being the exception, but even like Jalen Petrie, who's widely regarded as one of the better rookies around the league, if you watched him play to play, boy, there's still a lot of stuff he's got to work on. I feel like him playing for D'Amico Ryans and whoever it is D'Amico chooses to coach the secondary, there's a much better chance of him developing into a good football player.
They're going to have to figure out what to do with Damian Pierce because that recipe that they put out there this year, it's not going to work. Like, and I know we're excited about him, but handing him the football as many times as you did, it's not going to work. He had like 327 carries in 4 years at Florida. He had 220 last season along, he was still 13th in the league in carries despite missing the final four games.
Yeah.
That you need to find another running back to kind of ease that load. And that's what I'm going to be interested in getting more running backs. That's the other thing San Francisco did. San Francisco used those multiple running backs.
They did. And I'm even cool with the Texans using either premium draft capital or a big chunk of that free agency money to go get one.
You can overpay a running back. I would have been down with overpaying Tony Pollard, but his leg shattered. So
yep.
Yeah, that's not good. I would take Robinson at 12. I would take Gibbs at 33. I'm all about this running back. Make Damian Pierce 1B.
I'm 100% with you.
Or 1A, however you want to look at it.
All right. So you mentioned, if you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get to you. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. The strangest questions
yes.
that you've been getting
yes.
after the hire of D'Amico Ryans.
Yes, and there's a lot.
Okay. We'll get to those next. Stay there. You're listening to the D'Amico Ryans hiring special here on Sports Radio 610.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Texans have their new head coach. Reacting to the DeMeco Lions hire, here's Sean Pendergast and Landry Locker.
All right, quick programming note. Just found this out. The general manager of the Houston Texans, Nick Caserio, will join myself and Seth Payne Friday morning at 7:30 on Payne and Pendergast. So we've got a big, next few days coming up. Tomorrow is the full-on react to the biggest hiring in the history of the football team, DeMeco Ryans. Thursday, we've got the press conference Thursday afternoon, and we'll carry that live for you here on Sports Radio 610, 4 o'clock, I believe.
4 o'clock, 4 p.m. sharp.
Yep. 4 p.m.
Central. We got to say Central because people are listening all over the place. You got to go time zone.
This
you
is
go
America's
national.
Team now that DeMeco Ryans is the head coach.
So Central. Yeah,
4 o'clock Central. And then Nick Caserio, 7:30 Central a.m. with me and Seth Payne.
You know what I heard? This might be an irresponsible rumor.
What's that?
I think one of the things that sold Nick Caserio on DeMeco Ryans, you know what it was?
What's that?
He worked in Silicon Valley.
DeMeco did?
He worked in the Silicon Valley area. I think Nick Caserio might have, San Francisco, that's near Silicon Valley.
It's close enough, right?
It's close enough.
You get rub.
I think that might have won Nick over. From Silicon Valley. It was close enough to Silicon Valley.
You need to ask
Valley.
Nick that question at the press conference on Thursday. Good icebreaker.
Did the closeness to Silicon Valley win you over, sir?
That's right. So you've been getting asked some strange questions.
I have been getting asked some strange questions, and I'm sure these have crossed your mind, but the strange questions, that have emerged with the DeMeco Ryans hiring, some more outlandish than others. Let's start with Nick Caserio. Did Nick Caserio want this? Did Nick Caserio get overruled? I think it's kind of unfair to assume that Nick Caserio, although I do get that there's been like some sketchiness and some shadiness and an overall feel, and maybe in large part, there's like a GBA factor to Nick Caserio, guilty by association, when it comes to like trust issues and predetermined thoughts. But the assumption that Nick Caserio would not have wanted DeMeco Ryans, I don't necessarily buy that. I think it's a strange question. I think it's an interesting assumption, but I don't buy that, you know, Cal and Hannah came in and they said, all right, you want this guy, screw you, we're going to go with DeMeco Ryans. I'm not necessarily buying into that at all.
I think Nick's super excited about this hire, and I think that he and DeMeco are going to work great together. And yes, I'm with you. I 100% think that to say he wouldn't be, I think, is to me, it's kind of a slap at DeMeco Ryans. Like, DeMeco Ryans is somebody who to me is universally impressive. Like, I don't care what your football belief system is or whatever the case may be.
What is your football belief system, Sean?
My belief system, I'm talking, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of what you subscribe, like,
no, I'm just messing.
Yeah. Like, it's not a religion thing.
It can be
for some.
Faith, family, football.
Yep. But I just think I think these are two really smart football guys that are going to work really, really well together.
The next one, is DeMeco Ryans not going to want a quarterback? I think this is crazy. Like, look, I know there's like defensive coaches. I know there's offensive coaches.
Do they mean like with the number 2 pick in the draft?
Yeah, because he's a defensive guy, he might not want.
Like, I think he wants one.
He might not want a quarterback. Look, he's a head coach now. And a head coach wants a quarterback. It doesn't matter if he were a defensive coordinator in San Francisco, I'm sure he would say, yeah, I would love to be able to work with this guy on my defense, because you're a defensive coordinator.
Right.
But when you're a head coach, all things equal, you want a quarterback. So if whether they would have hired DeMeco Ryans or someone else, like, I don't think that him coming here like impacts whether or not they're going to take a quarterback. Right. I just don't agree with that at all. I don't think that's going to be the case. Now, he might not like some of these quarterbacks. Hell, there might be some offensive coaches that don't like any of these quarterbacks. But I don't think, you know, the fact that you hired a defensive guy, all of a sudden you say, oh, well, they might take this guy. Now, if he falls in love with a defensive guy more so, then maybe, you know, that's one thing. But if you told D'Amico Ryans you're going to have an all-pro caliber quarterback or you're going to have an all-pro defensive player, I think he would lean quarterback.
Yes, he's
guy
a
or
smart
not.
Football person. He's not, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Next question, yeah. And this is a two-piece combo that oh, my God, I can't wait to get your reaction on this.
Oh.
Is D'Amico Ryans, because of his ties to San Francisco, is he going to want to bring in Jimmy Garoppolo?
D'Amico, better chance someone wants to bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. Nick Caserio from his ties to the Patriots or D'Amico Ryans with his ties to the 49ers?
I would say probably Nick Caserio because I think there's actually a better chance that D'Amico Ryans hates Jimmy Garoppolo because he cost him a Super Bowl than there is like a chance that D'Amico Ryans wants to just relive the Jimmy G era. I would think he probably wants to get out of the Jimmy G
yeah.
type of thing. Trey Lance is the next question. What are we doing here? Talking about trading for Trey Lance.
My feeling on Trey Lance, like if you can't, Brock Purdy stepped in and took them to the NFC Championship game. Like Trey Lance, and I know Trey Lance got hurt, but before he got hurt, he wasn't lighting the world on fire. If you don't look like the best version of yourself, I don't care where you are on the arc of your career as a player. If you don't look like something close to a good version of yourself in Kyle Shanahan's system, with Kyle Shanahan actually pushing the buttons on that system, I'm skeptical. Skeptical enough to where I would not give up decent draft capital for him. Yes, Trey Lance.
I wouldn't give up anything. If Kyle Shanahan's giving up on you, you're done.
That's
you're
yeah.
toast. And they were calling for Jimmy G before he even got hurt.
Right.
Did you watch him play?
Yes.
Like there's nothing about Trey Lance. No, thank you. Next questions. Will J.J. Watt be a defensive line coach? Okay. Will Brian Cushing be a linebacker coach? Will Owen Daniels be a tight end coach? And could Jonathan Joseph be a cornerback coach?
Yeah, that's
what makes you think these guys are going to be good coaches? I love them.
That's the annoying rash for me of questions. Especially the one about JJ. Do you think JJ is going to come back and coach the defensive line? What in the hell are you talking about?
He could. Let's see. Hollywood actor, politician, right. Owner of a team,
or 18-hour days coaching 22-year-olds. Yeah, like
I think these guys will be around.
Yeah.
But as far as like on their staff, you don't know if these guys are going to be good coaches. They'll right. be around. They'll be at the press conference. But those are crazy questions. Next one is Gary Kubiak coming back. What's Gary Kubiak going to do? Could Gary Kubiak have some sort of role? I could see him as an advisor.
Absolutely.
I could see Gary as an advisor.
Yep.
But as far as like coming back and working full time, I don't want that for Gary. Yeah. I love Gary. He's looking better than he ever has right now. He's looking less stressed than he ever has right now. If he wants to be an advisor, cool. I know he's going to be a phone call away from D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah,
always. And he's going to have a lot to say. We'll hear from Gary probably a little later on this week on In the Loop. But yeah, Gary Kubiak coming back as a full-time coach, not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Next one. Is Kenyon Green going to give up number 59 now? It is going to be awkward for old Kenyon Green because the first time he walks out there at training camp and he sees all these 59 jerseys in the stands, he's going to think, how did I become so popular
right.
despite having one of the worst rookie seasons ever?
I mean, like, I'm pretty dope, and then they all turn around.
Should he change his number?
You know what? I kind of hope he does because I would love to see.
I kind of want a fresh start. I have a negative outlook of number 59 in Kenyon Green. I wouldn't mind a jersey number change.
It has way less to do with Kenyon Green and more to do with the social experiment of seeing if a D'Amico Ryans 59 jersey becomes the top selling Texans jersey.
Oh, it's in the shop.
Yeah.
Guaranteed it's going to be in the shop.
Really? You think?
I guarantee you.
Okay.
It'll be in the shop.
Is that even allowed? Are you allowed to put coaches on a jersey even
it's
though
a throwback,
it was that number?
Right?
It's a throwback.
It's a throwback.
Okay.
You can put it on there.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
A little retro action.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
If I were Kenyon Green, I'd change my number because there's going to be a lot of 59s out
you
there.
You getting any questions about the sideline reporter for the Texans at all? John Harris?
No, from what people? About him?
Because he's on line 3 right now.
Oh, wow. John Harris.
Harris.
By the way, yeah. I want to say this before we talk to John because John knows how much I love him.
Yeah.
You talked about who you're happy for and you're happy for the fans.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the John Harrises, the Mark Vandermeers,
absolutely.
The Drew Dohertys, 100%. The DPs,
yep.
the PR staff, all those people who had to try to make chicken-ish into chicken salad with these last couple coaches.
Yep.
You don't have to say it, John, but welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah. How you doing, Johnny?
And good evening, boys. It's been a weird day because I've been here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, and so I've felt so
it's a humble brag.
Removed from, Yeah, right, right. Very much so. We could talk Senior Bowl if you want, but that can wait. But it was interesting because, you know, the last 2-3 years I've showed up at the Senior Bowl, and I always wear Texans gear because sometimes it gets me on the sidelines when I'm not supposed to be all that because they think I'm a scout, so I just get to hang and hobnob with you know, Chris Ballard and whoever else down on the sidelines. And so I always wear my Texans gear. The last couple of years, man, I would be at the Senior Bowl, and I would just hear people behind me like, ooh, sorry, man. Like, they would apologize to me for how bad things were. And, like, what do I say to that? And I walk in today, and I got people like, oh, hey, man, is D'Amico Ryan's going to happen? Night and day difference from what it's been. And it was just incredible. And when the news became official, I mean, I was actually, no surprise, watching O-line, D-line, you know, trying to find, you know, maybe a center that can play. John Michael Schmitz from out of Minnesota is very good, so he'd be a guy I'd look at. But either way, I'm watching, and I get a text, it's official, and I don't want to say I was stunned, but I wanted to see it to believe it. I had been listening to you guys, and it's like, man, but it's not done. It's not done. 99% sold is 100% unsold. And when it became official, I just had this wave of what you talked about, Landry, of, you know what the last 3 years have been like?
Yeah.
You know what it's like to put together a telestrator you think is good and like five people watch it, and they're just like, I'm not going to watch it, John. I love you, but nobody's going to watch this. Because you guys suck, and I don't like the direction where it's going. Well, how do you like the direction now? How do you like the direction now? I mean, I've been listening as I was driving the mobile. I was listening to both you guys, and it was just like, man, there's hope. And hopefully hope puts butts back in seats. And hopefully when we play the Kansas City Chiefs sometime in the near future at NRG Stadium, it's not loaded with red and white for the Chiefs. You know, it might be red and white for us. I mean, who knows what our jerseys are going to look like. But hopefully that's what it's going to be again. And I find it interesting what I've talked to people in our building, and they've been with us for the last 2-3 years. And I tell them, this place rocks, y'all. Like, this place, and they're like, really? Like, they've never seen it like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it can. And now there's an opportunity to do that again. And I just want to call in, and you guys have always been, you know, huge supporters of me and of us and of Texans. And you've always consumed our content no matter what. And you've always been so complimentary. And this is such a great day for the Texans. I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for all you've done for us, for the Texans. And, you know, being great friends is, you know, a huge part of that too. But you guys are fantastic. And to all the listeners and followers out there, man, this means a lot to a lot of people in that building, a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. And I'll celebrate tomorrow by go watching some more wide receiver DB one-on-one to see if I can get a sheet right.
Of course. Yeah. That's how you celebrate, man. Johnny. Hey,
yeah, that's how I celebrate.
When are we getting that Roshon Johnson write-up out there? Make yourself useful out there.
Okay, I can give you a quickie. Okay. Roshon Johnson.
I love quickies.
You need me to leave, Landry? Well,
nah, yeah. That's good. I'm listening.
Roshon Johnson wearing the zero. He was wearing zero, and DeMarvian Overshawn wearing two at the Senior Bowl. So they switched numbers. Pass pro, Roshon Johnson, three times in a row. Absolutely stone linebackers coming at him. Stoned him. Unbelievable. And then he dropped a pass out in the flat on one-on-one. So pass protection was great, but needed a little pick-me-up. And then I think he may have fumbled or dropped on, I can't remember what. But his pass protection was unbelievable. I think he's going to get into the Harris 100 for sure. I think there's an opportunity. He's going to hear his name on day three.
Okay.
Fun day. Really fun day seeing some dudes. Yep, absolutely.
There you go.
Good stuff. Johnny, we appreciate you calling. Johnny, we always say,
man.
We always say brighter days ahead, and it feels like it's been wishful thinking the last couple years. Today, brighter days ahead, brother, for sure.
I mean, I feel like there's that little, you know, like there's a peephole of brightness that you can look through, and hopefully there's more to come, that there's, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, we've been asking for it and wanting it, and, I wanted to believe it. I can see it. D'Amico Ryans is Houston Texans head coach. I mean, saying it out loud just makes it real. So appreciate you, boys. Y'all have a good show, and I'll hang up and listen. Love you both.
All right, man, love you too, Johnny. Appreciate it. Back to your interior O-line porn.
Hey,
go ahead.
He's good at it, man.
Yeah. The best. The Harris 100. FootballTakeover.com.
I'm just glad that they got things going there, man.
Absolutely.
Very happy.
And you're right. We failed to mention the Johnnies and the Omar Majoub and his staff of the world. Like,
holy crap.
It's an exciting time, man.
I would be
so
drunk if I were the PR staff.
Exciting time. Maybe they are. I'm going to text them right now, find out, so I can see if they're somewhere where I can meet up with them. all right, 713-572-4610. We're with you till the top of the hour. Brandon Scott's going to jump in with us. He's up here in the studio. We're going to get his thoughts. We'll try to work as many of you in as we can on the phones as well. Again, a quick mention, press conference, 4 o'clock Thursday We will carry it for you live here on Sports Radio 610. Nick Caserio, Texans general manager, with myself and Seth Payne on Friday, 7:30 a.m. Central Time. We do. We got to give out the time zone now.
Worldwide now.
We're America's team because of D'Amico Ryans. So there you go. Brandon Scott jumps in with us next. Stay there. It's the D'Amico Ryans special here on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Texans have their new head coach. Reacting to the D'Amico Ryans hire, here's Sean Pendergast and Landry Locker.
Sean Pendergast, Landry Locker, and we are joined by our good friend, our digital guru. Of course, he's also our part of our team covering the Texans as well. He's at every press conference. Brandon Scott, B. Scott, joining us as we welcome you back into the D'Amico Ryans special. B. Scott.
Man, y'all are killing it too, by the way.
Thank you.
What a day.
It's like, one of the best days I can remember in a long time.
Man, yeah. And we've been through a lot now. I'm going into almost 4 years now here at the station. And like when I first got here, I can remember some of our like real key viral moments, like the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Yeah. You guys were on the air, Landry.
Yeah.
You know, Seth coming up here even later on in the day with the afternoon show, things like that. And like so many of the moments that have been like viral and like moments that people really want to be a part of have been negative. This is one of the few that I feel like is one of those positive ones where everybody can get around. There's consensus even within the question marks and some of the skepticism of like all of the ridiculous questions that you're getting. People still want D'Amico. People still are high on the hire.
Yeah.
Even if they've got legitimate or illegitimate questions. Like everybody is pretty much on the same page about, hey, this is where we are. And my biggest thing about the whole thing, y'all, it's like at no point I feel like, even as they've progressed within the rebuild, have the sins of the past mattered less than they do right now in this moment.
Facts.
And that's not to say that they're unforgiven or forgotten about, because I don't think that they can be. And even if that's just a matter of accountability, but I think if you're emotionally attached and tied to what's going on with this team, you're never going to let that go. But right now, as we speak here in this studio and as we break this thing down for the rest of the week and the rest of the months, it has never mattered less. The sins of the past have never mattered less than this exact moment right now.
You know what? Your soothing voice, it just motivated me. All right, we started the show. Someone was talking about blocking on Twitter and stuff like that. Sean, I want you to just give a play-by-play of what I'm about to do. Okay, this is me putting everything in the past here.
Can I say whose Twitter
account?
Yes,
you can say whose Twitter account is.
Landry has Jack Easterby's Twitter account.
He's blocked. I don't even want him in my life.
You blocked Jack Easterby.
He's blocked. He's done. I'm finished. I'm not talking about him anymore. I'm moving on. I'm done.
Good for you.
I'm done with them.
In the spirit of looking forward. Looking in the windshield.
The POS is gone.
Hey, yeah. How about
person
this
of
too?
Service.
How about let this soothe you as well, Landry? How about the fact that this is one more thing? This is the next thing that Jack Easterby cannot take credit for.
Oh, you're lying, because this is going to be his vision playing out. Yeah, you're lying on that.
Somewhere to someone, he's bragging about D'Amico Ryans becoming the Texans head coach.
He said that he didn't get to let his vision play out. I'm telling you.
We know better than that. What way would this be part of his vision? His vision was Josh McCown. I know you were on the McCown train, but this was not his vision. I do not believe.
I'm pretty sure not either. Yeah, I'm not saying it's his vision, but I'm pretty sure.
Or that he wouldn't even do this. But it's just the fact that, like I said, the sins of the past have never mattered less. And here's one more thing that he can't take credit for.
Well, and Landry brought this up earlier, B. Scott. Brandon Scott jumping in studio with us here on the D'Amico Ryans special on Sports Radio 610. It's not just that they wound up with D'Amico Ryans. And I think it's interesting because they wound up with D'Amico on the same day where the Broncos, within the same 10-minute period, as far as the reports go, that the Broncos wound up with Sean Payton. Yeah.
Settled for Sean Payton.
And I think...
Huge NFL news day, though.
Big NFL news hour. You know, but a huge day. You're absolutely right. I think what's great about this, it's not that they wound up with D'Amico and they had to do it some way where they stumbled into it or they were desperate. They had to beg him. They had to overpay him. We don't know what he's getting paid, obviously. We just know it's a 6-year contract.
Yeah, which is significant.
I think it is. The fact that it was just so well executed that they went out, it was so well executed, he didn't take any of the other interviews. He wanted this job. He came in, I'm sure, meticulously asking questions about things he had seen from afar. The way this went about tells me they were able to address all of those questions to his satisfaction, because he didn't take any other interviews other than Denver. And that of the two jobs, if someone had told you at the beginning of this job cycle that the Texans would have wound up with D'Amico Ryans and that the Broncos would have wound up with Sean Payton on the same day, and they would have asked you which team looked more desperate in doing so, you would have said the Texans, because they look desperate at everything that they do or whatever. It's not. The Texans looked like the well-oiled machine that went and executed a plan. And the Broncos, to Landry's point, settled for Sean Payton and have to overpay for the right to overpay him.
You didn't even mention that the Colts can't even give away their gig right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They've interviewed what? 60 people?
93 maybe?
But to your point, Sean, about the process, I feel like we got some pretty good insight into this when they first spoke to us after they fired Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
Like Nick Caseri, Landry, you talk about neutered Nick and just kind of how they presented themselves as, hey, without saying these exact words, they presented themselves as, hey, we got this wrong. This hasn't gone well over the last couple of years. Now, we understand the circumstances. Landry, you've done a good job of hitting on what specifically is different. For people who don't follow the day-to-day like we do, what specifically is different about this opportunity as opposed to the last couple of years and the circumstances around it? But also, like, to your point, Sean, about the process, I think the process was a lot better because the sins of the past are faded or gone or not here anymore, all of that. So, like, to me, that's all of that is part of it. And big takeaway is, like, timing is everything too. Like, everything kind of aligned perfectly where D'Amico Ryans felt himself ready to be a head coach.
Yeah.
You have washed your sins of the past away and also have this opportunity where the job looks way better than it did a year ago, the circumstances around it. And even ownership and management is talking different, like, in terms of, again, the process and what it's going to be like to work here. One of the big things that I want to talk to D'Amico about or ask him about is, like, what were, because we hear all the narrative, right? But what were his questions? What did he need to be sold on other than, hey, this is home, this is where I played at, they've got the number two overall pick, 5 picks in the first 3 rounds, whatever. Like, what were the questions that you legitimately had and what sold you on this organization? I think it is different than it was before. And like I said, man, just an opportunity to just move on and do something different, do something new. I'm here for it.
Absolutely, no doubt. And I just wonder, like, I have 2 questions about, like, Stephen A. Number one, what is he going to say now? Like, serious? I'm that's a serious question. It's not like a Carlos Correa, what are they going to say now? Like, what are they going to say now about the Texans? I'm legit, like, wondering. And number two, why was he at them colleges? Quote Kwame Brown.
But here's the thing, though. Like, on the narrative point, Kwame Brown, man, what a moment in time 2 years ago with Kwame Brown and his YouTube stardom, like brief YouTube stardom.
Why was Stephen A. at them colleges?
Why was you at them colleges, man? But no, like I wasn't as bothered by the national narrative because I understood where their ignorance was coming from. I thought that also meant that they had a responsibility not to speak on stuff that they didn't really know much about. But at the same time, man, and this is what I objected to with the Florio tweet earlier in the day of, like, the Broncos are going to lose a tug of war with the dysfunctional Texans to specifically characterize the Texans as dysfunctional as opposed to the Broncos or anybody else that's got a head coaching opening. Like, you're in this position right now because of some level of dysfunction. Now, it's levels to it. Everybody's got different degrees of dysfunction, but all 5 of the openings, I'm sure you could make a case for it being dysfunctional. That's what
they're all picking in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's like it's literally why we're here and having the discussion in the first place.
Yep.
And so at that point, it came down to an individual's preference and how they view that specific opportunity. And when I talk about a little bit of luck, I think it does benefit the Texans a little bit that Cal McNair and D'Amico Ryans, if not know each other, at the very least know a lot of the same people.
Well,
right. Like, they are.
Yeah, there's no doubt that helps.
They are part of the same network of folks.
But the thing is, they can be wrong. Like, it could be proven wrong. It could be as simple as D'Amico Ryans took the gig. It's proven wrong. So the job wasn't unappealing, and all the stuff wasn't wrong. I just wonder, like, where do you go? Where does it go from there? Does it just go away? Because I'm fine with that. I think the local perception, like, the season ticket sales are going to go up. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying they're going to sell out now because of D'Amico Ryans, but season ticket sales are going to go up. The excitement is high. The some of the people who have apathy are going to return. It's a good time, but we'll see what happens, because the one thing I will say is, and I've said this, and I'm not trying to, like, urinate in Cheerios, but sometimes the popular choice doesn't end up being, like, the best choice.
Right.
The Jags lucked into Doug Peterson. They wanted Byron Leftwich. There's been, John Gruden back with the Raiders, that didn't go according to plan. I don't think D'Amico's emails are going to get found and he's going to get fired or anything like that. But the popular choice doesn't guarantee success. But in this situation, there's really no reason, like, for where we are right now to not be excited about this.
Yeah.
Sean, do we all feel like, Sean Landry, do we all feel like they're drafting a quarterback at number 2 if they even stay there? And certainly if they trade up, they're obviously drafting a quarterback.
I still think it's the favorite. But Landry's brought this up. You know, does hiring D'Amico Ryans, you know, does that lessen the chances of that happening? Maybe.
I don't think that lessens it. I'm asking that question independent of even hiring D'Amico Ryans. And I guess even with them hiring D'Amico Ryans, I feel like I'm pretty confident that they're going to draft a quarterback number 2 without having really any intel on that.
Yeah.
But I'm asking that question and making a point to say, between the D'Amico Ryans hire and if they draft a quarterback at number 2.
Yeah.
Talking about the apathy and buzz and all of that turn things around.
Hope.
There it is.
Yeah.
Right there. You pair those 2 things together. And let's go.
Think about it. Swoop. What if the quarterback that you draft also happens to be the face of Dr. Pepper? Dr. Pepper commercials. You got Bryce Young on Dr. Pepper commercials. You got D'Amico Ryan's 59 jerseys. Sign me up for it.
Absolutely.
I'm good for a Dr. Pepper 0.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're about that 0. 0 is good, though.
Yeah, man, I got to, man. You don't want... I've taken my insulin shots dead in front of you in public, so you know I need to be on the zero. I can't go
zero
with the
good,
40
man,
grams of sugar,
those.
Man.
Cal and Hannah getting a lot of love on the text page tonight.
They deserve it. They deserve it. They're a good couple. They're a good team. They did a good job. They were transparent. They were honest. You don't have to go hiding. Like, now, if you're a POS or a person of service and you can't speak for yourself, I thought I blocked him out of my life. Like, you have to go hiding because you can't speak for yourself, but if you're accountable, you care about the city, you care about the organization, you don't have an agenda, then it's easy to be transparent, it's easy to be liked.
Yep. Yeah. Text message, trailer wheel and frame text page 1805. So glad Clinton Show got Cal and Hannah on today. They've been waiting for something big like that. I think the they is Cal and Hannah, not Clinton Show. Clinton Show have been waiting for something big to happen on their show.
Yeah, that seemed like an olive branch after show complained about them not getting anybody.
Oh, really?
Because y'all shows was getting all the love. And yeah. So,
oh, that was a thing?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a thing. I didn't know that. They made it a thing in the interview, or Hannah did at the end.
Oh, okay. Did they? Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It was cool. It was like, you know, lighthearted. You know, they don't get, y'all know how they are. They don't get too hard up about anything.
3767. I've got a whole new respect, hope, and optimistic view that Cal will come through as an owner. And I love Hannah's input.
Yeah.
A lot of texts like that on here. So that's good. I'm happy for that.
This is part of the maturation of Cal and Hannah too. Cal and Hannah McNair as CEO and chair people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they run this team. It has not gone well in the beginning of their tenure as, you know, chairman, CEO, owner, however you want to look at it. But like there's a process, right? Like this is part of the maturation. And I've always thought that was important. Them sort of figuring out their role and voice and direction and vision. I mean, that's been my biggest criticism of them the last few years. It's like, what are we doing? Where are we going?
What's the deal?
Yeah, what is going on?
We all want the same thing.
Yeah, and it seems like we've got that now. Like,
yep.
Between D'Amico and me feeling pretty good about them drafting a quarterback, I mean, future's bright. Feels bright at least today.
Let's drop one in here before we get out. Troy is in Galveston. Troy, you're up on the D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah. Special.
Are you at the spot, Troy? Because that's one of my favorite places in Galveston, the Mahi Mahi
Tacos.
Oh,
man.
The spot.
No, I'm not there, man. I run a liquor store out here. But, yeah, hell yeah, man. The spot. That's Mike Evans' spot, too. Anyways, I love what y'all are saying, man. I just wanted to echo the Cal McNair being a hands-off owner. We're going to see the good benefits of it now. We've seen the ugly side. You know, Jack and O'Brien trying to be Kim Jong-un and everyone trying to have their egos take over. And, you know, now we're going to see the benefits of a hands-off owner. No Ursay, Jerry Jones type stuff. But I love it. I can't wait to hear more positive calls tomorrow. We've been hearing too much negativity, man. I'm so happy like y'all. One other thing. If I had Hannah McNair in my corner, I'd be getting so many bar fights. Like, she is a bad beer, man. Like, she lets Cal fight his own fight and say his own things. But when she needs to step in and clarify, like that interview today on The Drive, like, she would do it, man. I need audio clips of her, and I need to show that to my wife. That's how you back up your significant other. Like,
there we go.
Last thing, man.
Yeah.
I steal a lot from Walmart. I've stolen it over my time. So, you know, when I get stuff stolen at the liquor store, it's, you know, karma.
Right.
Man, how much has Walmart lost from Russell Wilson and now Sean Payton? Damn, y'all have a good night.
All right, thanks. Yeah, love you too. Appreciate
that. A drop in the bucket. I can
assure you. Yeah.
They're worth like $70 billion.
It sounds like he wants Hannah to like start her own YouTube channel where she gives like advice to wives out there.
Hey, no, I really hope his wife was not listening to him basically say that, you know, she needs to be more like Hannah.
Right.
That doesn't usually go over well when you tell the spouse to be more like so-and-so. Like, you're allowed to have your crush.
My wife's a big Hannah fan.
You can't go be like so-and-so, though. That doesn't normally play.
All right. So we're about done. If we didn't get to you, we apologize for that, but we will take phone calls tomorrow throughout the day here on the station. Gentlemen, this was a good day today.
It's a great day. To quote Ice Cube. Today was a good day.
Today was a good day. Absolutely.
No doubt, man.
B. Scott, good to see you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Landry Locker,
man.
Great to see you, my
Always,
friend.
Always, man.
All right. Tomorrow's going to be fun. We want you to join us bright and early, 6 a.m. Payne and Pendergast, and then In the Loop from 10 to 2. Of course, The Drive with Sterner and Hughley from 2 to 6 tomorrow. And, of course, all of Brandon Scott's great content on sportsradio610.com. as well.
Odyssey app too, baby.
Odyssey app. Download that app and use it. Use that rewind feature. Get all the podcasts. Everything you need. Press conference 4 o'clock Thursday, Central Time. And Nick Caserio on Payne and Pendergast, 7:30 a.m. Central Time on Friday. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, everybody. Great night, I should say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.